From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be able to come to you on this another edition of the Living Truth radio program, originating from the studios of the Way of Truth Ministries here in Altoona, Pennsylvania. This week, I want us to focus for a while, at least, on two verses of Scripture that really are verses of Scripture that most Christians know. If you've been a Christian for any period of time, you've had the opportunity of coming across these verses. And I trust that if you've been a Christian for any period of time, that you have done everything that you possibly can under the aid of the Holy Spirit to apply these two verses to your life. I believe that these two verses that we are going to be looking at over the next couple of days are verses that will make or break your life and my life as a Christian as it relates to living for the Lord, honoring the Lord, and being a testimony for the Lord in the world in which we live. Now, I can hear some of you saying, okay, Pastor Gary, what two verses are you talking about? Now, maybe some of you have already come up with them, but here they are. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2 are two tremendous verses of Scripture that each and every one of us as Christians should memorize, should meditate upon, and should certainly make a part of our life on a day-by-day basis. I believe that one of the reasons why the individual Christian is weak today, and one of the reasons why many local churches are weak today, is because of the lack of emphasis upon and the application of Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. So you say, what do those verses say? And of course, I can hear young Christians asking that question. For those of you who have been saved and you've been involved in a good, solid, Bible-believing church for years, you know these verses. But if you have just come to the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, maybe you're not familiar with these verses. So let me read them for you. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. There we find these words. Keep in mind that the Apostle Paul is speaking to the Christians at Rome, but he is speaking under the inspiration of the Spirit of God, as is the case with every verse, every word, every line that we find in the Word of God, from Genesis 1:1 through Revelation 22:21. Notice what it says, Romans 12:1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. A very, very short passage of Scripture, but a very, very practical passage of Scripture as we live our lives for the Lord in the world in which we live. Now, keep in mind that these two verses are truly key verses for spiritual development, spiritual living. When I went to Bible college, the president of the Bible college that I attended would preach this particular passage of Scripture at least once every year to the student body. And I've often thought that this would be a good passage of Scripture for every pastor to preach or to teach to his congregation at least once a year, so as to be reminded about what God expects from those of us who know Him. And that's why we're going to take some time to look at these two verses of Scripture in the next couple of days. Now, let me say something before we begin to dig into these verses of Scripture. The book of Romans is a very key book in the life of the Christian. I say that because it teaches sound doctrine. You know, when I have the opportunity to lead a person to the Lord Jesus Christ, I try to get them into the Word of God as soon as I possibly can. And I usually give them a series of readings from the Scripture. And that series of readings from the Scripture involves, first of all, reading through the Gospel of John, because the Gospel of John really solidifies our salvation and the assurance of our salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. Then I encourage new Christians to read through the book of James, because the book of James is the book on practical Christian living. In other words, it teaches us how to face the trials of life. Thirdly, I encourage new believers to read through and study the book of Ephesians. And I say that because the book of Ephesians is the book where the Apostle Paul is speaking to the church of Ephesus, and he is teaching about their position in Christ. That would be the first three chapters. And then their practice in Christ, which is the second three chapters. And certainly it's important for us as Christians today to know what our position in Christ is and how we should live as the fact that we are in Jesus Christ. The fourth book that I encourage new believers to read and to study is the book of Romans, simply because of the fact that the book of Romans teaches good, sound, biblical doctrine. That's what this book is all about. And I think that one of the reasons why we have weak Christians, and in many cases, weak churches today, is because of the fact that we don't have a solid foundation of doctrine. You know, when I started out in the pastoral ministry back in 1974, it seems as though there was a great emphasis on solid, sound doctrine in local churches. But today, a lot of churches don't deal with it at all. In fact, there are a lot of Christians who, when you bring up the word doctrine, they want to run from it. They don't want sound doctrine. And I remind you, ladies and gentlemen, that that is a very concerning matter to take into consideration, because the first basic reason for the Word of God is to teach sound doctrine. You say, Pastor Gary, where do you get that from? Well, from 2 Timothy 3:16, where it says, all Scripture, that is everything from Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. That means it is God-breathed, and is profitable for, number one, doctrine. Secondly, reproof. Thirdly, correction. Fourthly, for instruction in righteousness. Those are the four reasons why the Word of God is given to us. Number one, doctrine, that is, teaching about who God is, what God expects, and how God operates. Secondly, reproof, that is, it convicts us when we are wrong or when we are in sin. Thirdly, for correction, in other words, the Word of God has the ability to set us up straight after we have fallen into sin. And then number four, for instruction in righteousness. That is, the Word of God teaches us that we might learn how to live righteously. And all of that put together is summed up in verse 17 of 2 Timothy 3, where it says, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. You see, the Word of God is designed to make the child of God the way God wants them to be, perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. That means spiritually mature and serving the Lord. But where does it begin? It begins with sound doctrine. Again, verse 16 there of 2 Timothy 3. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable, number one, for doctrine, then reproof, then correction, then for instruction in righteousness. Now listen to me very carefully, beloved. If you happen to be a Christian and you say that you don't want to hear sermons on doctrine, you don't want to go to Bible studies on doctrine, you don't want to read books on doctrine, you don't want to hear about doctrine, then, beloved, you have a problem. You really do. And I've heard people say over and over again, I don't want to do anything that has to deal with doctrine. I remember a number of years ago, a television preacher must have been running out of sermons because he announced on TV, he said, if you want me to preach a sermon, send it to me and I will preach it, but don't send me doctrine. A number of years ago, there was a movement that basically said this, let's come together because we love Jesus and forget doctrine. Listen, beloved, doctrine, right doctrine, sound doctrine, is the determination between whether we should cooperate with somebody or separate from somebody. We can cooperate with and have fellowship with those who have sound doctrine. But for those who do not have sound doctrine, the Bible teaches us over and over again that we are to separate from those people. It's important that we have sound doctrine. And the book of Romans is the book that really speaks on biblical doctrine, who God is, what God expects, and how God operates. So if you've just recently come to Jesus Christ as Savior, I encourage you to read and study through the Gospel of John to assure your salvation, the book of James to be instructed into how to face the trials of life victoriously, the book of Ephesians to learn what your position is in Christ and how you should live in light of that, and then the book of Romans, good, solid, sound, biblical doctrine. And of course, when we come to Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, doctrine is tied into that. And so over the next couple of days, we're going to be looking at this passage of Scripture, and I trust that not only will it teach us doctrine, but I trust also the Spirit of God will use it in our lives to equip us to live the kind of a life that God would have us to live. So I would encourage you to focus on Romans 12, 1 and 2, the next 24 hours or so, and then the Lord willing, tomorrow we'll dig into it. Until then, from the studios of the Way of Truth Ministries, I'm Pastor Gary Dull, saying keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today, and for that we say, the best is yet to come. Amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dull, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.